We didn't have nowhere to go. We didn't have nothing on our mind. We didn't have nothing on our heart, Brother Brad. We're just meeting with Jesus. And that He would meet with us. This morning I want to share with you, shaken but not forsaken. You may have got something this week that has shook you to your core, shaken but just not forsaken. Ain't you glad of that this morning? If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to Psalm 138. And we'll begin reading in verse number 1 this morning, Psalm 138. How did a little boy get saved this week? Y'all, he's 21 year old. You can't make this stuff up now. You can't make this up. Brother Flippo, you can't make this up. Not like when you got saved. You can't. Hey, some things you can't make up. You know what I'm saying? And I'd seen him at Walmart at Hamilton. And walking in Walmart at Hamilton, him and another fellow, and they had beer in their hand. They were walking down through there, and we met eye contact. And I said, "Hey, brother, how you doing, Sonny?" He said, "What do you do, man?" I got up on him, loved up on him. "How you doing? I ain't seen you in a while." And he's, you know, Brother Jerry Gabe, you don't say. He just, I didn't think nothing else about it, man. Loved on him. We left Walmart and had a good time. And Thursday night, he showed up at Revival. What'd you do with him at Revival? Did you treat him any different? No, man. "Hey, man, how you doing? Good to see you. Glad you're here. How you doing?" He only go to this church. When he come under the altar that night, I said, "Son, are you under conviction?" He said, "Yeah." I'm squalling, 21-year-old. I'm going to tell about this kid. He's in good shape. You know what I'm saying? Nothing to mess him up. He's in, it's all tears flowing. I said, "What's wrong with you, boy? What's wrong with you?" He said, "Man, I need Jesus. I need Jesus." I said, "That spirit get on you tonight, son? Is that spirit wearing your head out?" He said, "Yes, sir, but it wore me out that day at Walmart. I've been dealing with this for about 6 to 8 months. It got on me that night at Walmart, and I've been carrying this burden all that time." He said, "My daddy invited me to come to Revival. Didn't want to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. Because," he said, "I knew you know what I'd been doing." I said, "Son, it don't matter if I know what you've been doing. That Holy Ghost of heaven's what got on you. You need to get it right. You need to get right with God. Don't get right with the preacher. Getting right with a preacher will send you to hell. Getting right with a deacon will send you to hell. Getting right with a church will send you to hell. But when you get right with God, amen? Not that God's got right with you. He don't have to get right with you. Because He is right. You just got to get right with Him." That young man gave his life to Jesus. Put a big old post on Facebook. I only have Facebook, but it's sent to me. And I texted him. I said, "Son, how do you feel?" And he said, "I can breathe like you ain't never seen, preacher." He said, "I have toted this guilt, this shame, not because of what happened that night, but for so many years knowing that if I died, hell would be my home. I knew, but I tried to use everything under everything to say, 'Oh, no, I'm okay. I'm good.'" And the simple thing I told him, I said, "Son, you wasn't too far gone. All you had to do was cry out." Psalm 138 and verse number 1, the Bible says, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Psalm 138 and verse number 1, and the Bible says, "I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me and strengthened in my soul. And the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the low. But the proud He knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. And though thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands." Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, Father, Lord, I'm thanking you for this day. I'm thanking you for the salvations that we have seen praying this week. I thank you for a praying church as we was in revival this week. I thank you for every member that got on their knees before you, Father, and they cried out and asking you to help us, Lord God. Lord, I pray today if they be one lost, if they be one running, if they be one forsaken this morning, Father, I pray they get at the spout where the glory runs out. Oh God, this morning that you would just show up and magnify yourself in a mighty way this morning. Lord, if you guard my throat and guard my thoughts, I pray this morning, Father, it be nothing about me but all about you, Father. Father, I thank you this morning for the written word. I thank you that we have got it in front of us. It'll never let us down, Father. Lord, I pray this morning, Father, that you have your will and way. I love you and I thank you for Calvary. I pray for Wayne Knight as Sister Francis lifted his name up, Father. Lord, I pray you touch him and help him. Lord, I pray for the next man that's going to have a surgery in the morning, Father. Lord, I pray you touch his body as well. Lord, for the ones that's in here that's got a report this week, that may not be a good report, Father. Lord, I pray that the great physician would set down on every care of their life. Father, we love you and we thank you. Thank you for Calvary and thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated this morning as we come to this text this morning. You may be shaken, but you're not forsaken this morning. I thank God for that, don't you? I thank God that when the world is coming unglued and everything that we see looks like it's just turning on every corner and everything is flip-flop. Hey, what's right used to be right is now is wrong. And what used to be wrong is now is right, friends. I say to you this morning, I thank God that, hey, this world may be shaken and the people in this world, hey, but there's one thing that can't be shaken, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? I thank God this morning that we can come into this house and preach, thus saith the word of God. I thank God that he's still saving 14 and 15 you little old boys. I thank God that he's still saving 21-year-old boys. And I thank God that he's still saving 39-year-old women. And I thank God that he's still saving 50-year-old men this week. I thank God that he ain't short, that it ain't only kids that he's saving. Hey, but he can save anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning you're not too far gone. All you have to do is cry out. You say, preacher, I used to be on fire. Why not get on fire this morning? Preacher, I used to love what God would do. Why don't you get back to doing that this morning? You know, this morning the only way, hey, that a boat sinks is water gets on the inside. If water gets on the inside, a boat will sink. Hey, the only way that a person that gets out of the will of God is because a sin is creeped in. Now you beware this morning that you don't get to that place. You might be shaken, but you're not forsaken. If you'll turn with me, if you will, to verse number 3, I want to show you this morning that you're not too far gone. You can cry out. You're shaken, but not forsaken. Look with me in verse number 3. Number 1, he will respond unto you. If you'll call unto him, he will respond unto you. He's not a God that won't listen. He's not a God that won't answer. Look what the psalmist said here. Oh, David said, in the day when I cried, thou answered me. You know why we're not getting no answers from God? Hey, we're not crying out. We're not on our knees before an almighty God. Every one of them individuals that come to the altar this week, they had tears flowing down their face. They was in the presence of almighty God, begging God to touch them, begging God to answer their prayer, begging God to save their soul. Friends, this morning he said, in the day when I cried or I called on you, you answered me and you strengthened me with strength in my soul. I thank God this morning when you call upon on the Lord, he responds to you. He doesn't wait. He doesn't forward your call. He doesn't send you to voicemail. Hey, but when you get serious with God, he'll get serious with you. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning, if you'll call on God, he will respond to you. But let me show you something else I see in the text. Not only will he respond to you, but he will respect you this morning. I thank God that he don't only respond, but he respects us right where we're at. Look what the Bible says in verse number 6, not only will he respond to you, but he will respect you this morning, though the Lord be high. You know, this morning he's a lot higher than we are. Hey, he's high and lifted up. He's in the Holy of Holies. He's way up there. Can I get an amen? He's higher than we ever thought about being. And he doesn't have to look down on us, but the Bible says that he does. Hey, when we're in that desperate place, when we're in that dark place, and we're in that place in our life, and everything is coming against us, and we feel like we've been shaken to the core. You remember this morning that you may have been shaken, but you're not forsaken. Amen. He not only will respond to you, but He will respect you right where you're at. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He, look here, that's the word, He has respect unto the lowly. That one that's in a low place, that one that's in a desperate place, I want you to know this morning, all you have to do is call out to God. He will respond unto you, and He will respect you where you're at. I thank God this morning that I don't have to clean up. I don't have to shape it up. I don't have to do nothing but look up this morning because my help draweth nigh. Look what He says. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. He said that one that's prideful and will not cry out and will not bow at the feet of Jesus, He knows them afar off. He said, preacher, what does that mean this morning? I must humble myself under the mighty hand of God if I want to get to that place where He can touch me. Even though I've been shaken, I've not been forsaken. Number one, He'll respond unto me. Number two, He will respect me right where I'm at this morning. You know, there's two kinds of people. There are saved people and there are lost people. There is no in between. There is no gray area. Either a man is saved or he's lost. Even a woman is saved or she's lost. There's no in between. You can't straddle the fence. Hey, God knows right where you're at this morning, and I thank God for that. And if you're saved this morning, you're a winner in Christ Jesus. Woo, glory. Let me give you this morning. I want to share this with you. Here's what a winner does, and here's what a loser does. When a winner and a loser, here's the difference. When pride comes, here's what our problems come in their life. A winner does this. A winner says, let's find out what we can do to handle it in Jesus' name. A loser says, nobody knows what I've done. Nobody knows what's going on. A winner says, I was wrong and I need to be right. And the loser says, it wasn't my fault. They blame it on somebody else. They don't take responsibility. They don't own up to their mistake. That's what they do. A winner goes, get this, a winner will go through a problem to get to Jesus, and a loser will go around a problem and get away from Jesus. Can I say to you this morning, a winner will surrender and commit their life to Jesus. And the only thing that somebody that's losing in this life will do is they'll make a promise that they can't keep. Do you know how many times husbands has told their wives, I promise you I'll be faithful. I promise you I'll do better. I promise you I won't do that no more. You know how many times kids has told their parents, I won't do that no more. I promise you I won't do it no more. Do you know how many times a drug addict has promised they won't use a needle no more? Do you know how many times a drunkard promises they won't touch the bottle no more? Do you know how many times somebody that is hooked on pornography says, I won't look at that no more? They're making promises that they can't keep. The only way you can get away from them things that are in your life is by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you'll call on Him, He will, number one, He'll respond unto you, and He will respect you. This morning He says, I ain't, a winner says, I ain't as good as I ought to be. And a loser says, I ain't as bad as other people. A winner, somebody that's winning for Jesus, says, I ain't who I ought to be. And somebody could care less, say, yeah, but I ain't as bad as so-and-so. Let me give you this morning. A winner says this. They learn from their people that is superior over them. They learn from Jesus Christ. And a loser tears down the one that's over them. Be a winner this morning, not a loser. You might be shaken to the core and not know what to do, but you listen to me this morning. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. This morning I see in the text, number one, that you're not too far gone. You can cry out to God. He'll respond to you. He will respect you. And number three, He will revive you. He will revive you. I've seen some folks this past week got revived. I've seen a pastor that the house was full Wednesday night. They was on shouting ground because it was full. They was on shouting ground because it was wall to wall. They was on shouting ground because people got saved. It had revived their soul. When I stay right where God would have me to be, and you do too, it revives me. Amen? Let me show you this. Though the Lord be high, yet hath He respect unto the lowly, but the proud He knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. A lot of times we're in trouble because we put ourselves there. I walk in the midst of trouble because I choose to walk there. I choose to walk right in that place. Look what He says. Thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. I see He'll respond to you, He will respect you, and He will revive you. He'll revive you. This morning, I wonder who needs revived. I'm talking about revived. I'm talking about mouth to mouth. I'm talking about chest compressions. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of heaven. Get on you and do a work in your life. There's a little bit of faint breath, Brother Brad, as you said, come from broken life. There's a little faint breath left in there. You don't revive somebody. You don't do CPR on somebody that's got no life left in them. You don't go to the morgue and them already in the casket and try to do CPR. There's life left in you this morning. That's why we're trying to tell you and trying to preach. Thus saith the word of God, that if you'll call out to God, He will respond, He will respect, and He'll revive you. You don't have to keep living that way. Man, I'm telling you, it's just great stuff what He does. Man, I saw Brother Garrett, my daughter, Sister Kim McDaniel got up and sung. Some people just coming revived. People just getting revived out there in the middle of the service. People just getting revived, loving Jesus and what He's doing. Just happy in Jesus. Knowing what He can do. But can I say this to you? Not only will He revive you, but He'll rescue you. Boy, He rescued me. Look what He says here. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. He'll rescue you. He'll rescue you this morning. He'll rescue you with whatever you've got going on. You might be shaken, but you're not forsaken. That little old boy got in the altar there Thursday night. When he got down in the altar and I asked him, I said, son, do you know Jesus? He said, when I was about 7 or 8 years old, listen to me, you got saved at 7 or 8 and thank God. Brother Garrett was 8 years old, got saved, and you still believe it, amen? You still believe in the finished work of the cross of Calvary. Still believe in the blood of Jesus Christ. He rescued you, He revived you, He responded on you when you called, He rescued you out of that, right? You still believe it, He's still saved, amen? Hallelujah, still saved. The old boy got an altar with me there. 21, I call him little, but he ain't little, he's a big old boy. But you know how we are when we get older, they become littler. We get aging and wrinkling and they don't get nothing. They just get whatever, better and better. I got an altar with him and I said, son, what's wrong? He started crying. He said, I'm lost. I said, you never been saved? He said, man, I went to the altar when I was about 7 or 8 and I knelt down and I've done exactly what the preacher told me to do, word for word, line for line, everything. He said, I didn't believe not a word. I didn't know what I was doing, and I don't know. I said, but let me just clear the airway for you right here. This clears the airway this morning. This clears it all out of the way right here. I said, if you died right now, and Brother Harold mentioned about Israel, it's coming to pass. I said, if you died right now, do you know exactly where you'd spend eternity? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? Tears flowing down his face, and another pastor in the altar with me, tears flowing, just running down his face. Brother Lee, you don't cry unless something's on you, right? I hit you on the nose, you ain't going to cry, what you going to get? Mad. You ain't going to cry, you're going to get mad. This young boy's pouring tears. And he said, if I died right now, I'd spend eternity in hell, and I know it. And I know it. You know how many people knows it? And ain't doing nothing about it. Spirit's drawing and pulling and tugging week in and week out, and ain't doing nothing about it. And I said, son, what about not asking Jesus into your heart right now? What about asking Him? So he got to pray and asking Jesus to save his soul. When he got done, he come up from there a totally different person than he was when he went down. Tears dried up very quickly. And there's a grin come over his face. He was happy, happy, happy. Tears turned into joy. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Why? Because he hadn't went too far. He wasn't too far gone. He called on God. God, what'd he do? He responded. He respected him for being truthful. He responded, he respected him, and he rescued him right out of his sin. This morning, I don't know about you, but the greatest thing he's ever done for me is rescuing me from my sin. lost, going to a devil's hell, and he reached down and saved my soul. And I believe this morning, without a shadow of a doubt, that when a man or woman is born again, they know that they know. You know. A person knows. It's for everybody to see. It's not to hide it under a bushel, but it's for everybody to see. This morning, I don't know what kind of resort you may have got this week. I don't know what you've dealt with this week, but I want you to know this. You may have been shaken, but you're not forsaken. And you're not too far gone this morning. All you have to do is cry out. You know how you can tell when a person's out of the will of God or they're lost altogether? Y'all know how you can tell? Tell them somebody got saved. That look in that eyeball gives it away. All over them. So I started texting people, so-and-so got saved, so-and-so got saved. Jackie Scott got saved. Man, I put that out there. Huh? Sister Coburn got saved. I mean, I got putting that out there. Hughes, sorry. Known her in school, she's a Coburn, now she's a Hughes. Sister Cindy Hughes got saved. Went to close out that night, Wednesday night, and said, I'm going to go to the back door. The Holy Spirit's telling me to stand right here. I just stood there, Romans chapter number 10, verse number 9, just stood there like this. Her husband come up to where I was at and shook my hand and said, great word, preacher, love you, man. Patted me on the back, and she's going to come by. And I went to stick my hand out, and she said, mm-mm. And I said, sister, what's wrong with you? Mm-mm. Tears started dropping down that face. I said, sister, what's wrong with you? Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I said, do you need to talk to Jesus? Mm-hmm. She got down in that altar. She said, Brother BJ, if I die tonight, I know I'm going to spend eternity in a devil's hell. I know, I know, I know. I said, you going to do something about it? She said, I got to do something about it. I turned over to Romans chapter number 10, just as in this old King James Bible. I started with her. I'm just going to finish with her. Amen. That if thou shalt, I said, this is what the Bible says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed, for there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Went to 4D Farms yesterday, sitting there freezing to death, wind blowing like crazy. And there's this woman, an elderly woman, she's riding a wagon, and she stands up, and she's got on a red hoodie, solid red. I was like, man, I need that hoodie, I'm about to freeze to death. And on the back of it said, I'm a whosoever. I seen her come out of that wagon, I seen her walking down, I said, I'm going to her. I watched her, I couldn't get to her, people in the way, I'm getting in the way, I was trying to get to where she is at. She said, why do you want to go to where she's at? I want to confess that I know that same Jesus she knows. I want her to know that I'm a whosoever too. Finally, I found her. Me and Brandy and Kaylee walked right up in there where she's at. And I went up and I said, pretty, you know, got her attention. Not as hard as I did you, you know. She's a little elderly woman. I just stand out there and I said, ma'am. And she looked at me like, I ain't got no money. You can't borrow none. That ain't what I want. I said, ma'am, I just want you to know that I'm a whosoever too. I just want you to know I called on the name of Jesus and he saved my soul. Hope you have a great day. And she said, hey, I looked around there and she said, thank you for sharing that with me. Thank you for sharing that with me. This morning I'm going to leave you with this. Are you a whosoever? Have you called on his name? Has he saved your soul? I said, preacher, you don't know what's holding me back. The same thing holding you back has held every one of us back that is saved. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. It won't work. A prideful man will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but a saved man will. This morning, if you don't know Jesus, I'm going to invite you to come to this altar. There's going to be people here standing willing to pray. If you're sick this morning, you need anointed with oil, we have oil here. If you've got a sickness, we want to pray over you. We want to ask God to meet whatever need you have this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. You might be shaken, but you're not forsaken. Father, we love you and we thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth, Father, of the word, Father. Lord, I don't know why in the world you put it on me so hard and heavy this morning about this, Father. But I pray, Lord God, that if they be one lost, that you'd save them They'd be one there battling and not knowing what to do, Father. I pray they come to the spot where the glory runs out. I pray they get there this morning, Father, and you move on them in a mighty way. Lord, let your will be done in this place. Lord, we'll be honored to just give you all the glory, all the praise. In the precious, holy name of Jesus, we ask and pray. All of God's people say it.